At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When heaven is silent, hope and waiting. Welcome back to a special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. Today's episode is a little bit different. It's Holy Saturday, the day between the cross and the empty tomb. A day that often gets overlooked, but in many ways, it represents a space we find ourselves in all too often. The space between heartbreak and healing, between prayer and breakthrough, and between the promise and the fulfillment. So let's sit in that space together. Let's talk about what it means to wait, well, when heaven seems silent. Holy Saturday isn't just a pause in the Easter story, it's a picture of what waiting can feel like. Imagine what the disciples felt. Confusion, loss, and silence. They had just watched Jesus die. Their hope, their teacher, their Messiah. Lifeless in a tomb. And now, nothing. No miracles, no answers, just silence. Maybe you've been there too. You've prayed, you believed, but the silence lingers. Let me say this to you clearly. God's silence is not his absence. Just because you don't hear him doesn't mean he's not working. And today, Holy Saturday, proves that. Behind that stone-sealed tomb, God was setting the stage for the greatest victory the world has ever known. Now let's talk about that spiritual anchor. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When we wait, we often assume nothing is happening. But God doesn't operate on our timeline or in our ways. He works beneath the surface, in the stillness, in the dark, in the tomb. Saturday felt final. The resurrection was coming. The silence was full of power. We just couldn't hear it yet. Now, for today, what can we do in the silence? If you're in a Saturday season in your life, here are three reminders. Stay close even when you don't feel close. Don't let the silence push you away. Let it draw you to trust deeper. Remember what he's already told you. The disciples forgot Jesus' promise that he would rise. Don't forget the promises in his word. Hold them close. Rest. Don't retreat. Saturday was the Sabbath. A day of rest. Even in the pain, even in the questions, rest is holy. Let God carry what you don't understand. Now let's look at what was happening spiritually. Even though the Gospels are quiet about Saturday, 1 Peter 3 18 through 19 gives us a glimpse. It says, "He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits." This mysterious verse reminds us, even when it looked like nothing was happening, Jesus was still at work. Even in a realm we couldn't see. He wasn't defeated. He was conquering death. He was preparing resurrection. Now, I hope you get your journals ready. You write down some questions. Take a moment to reflect. Where in your life are you waiting for resurrection? What does it look like to trust God in the silence? And how can you hold on to hope when you can't see what He's doing? And friend, if you're in a season that feels like a sealed tomb, if you're staring at loss, grief, or silence, don't give up. He's still the God of resurrection. Even when you can't hear Him, He's still speaking. Even when you can't see Him, He's still moving. Even when it feels like the story is over, it's not. Holy Saturday reminds us, God does His best work in the dark. So don't fear the silence. Just wait. Sunday is coming. Let's close with this prayer. Father, we don't always understand Your timing. There are moments that we feel heavy with silence, where our prayers seem to echo with no reply. But today we remember You are still present in the pause. Give us peace in the waiting. Give us faith in the silence. Give us hope in the tomb-sealed moments of life. Remind us that You never stop working. That even when we feel forgotten, You are preparing something greater than we've ever imagined. Thank You for the Holy Saturday. For showing us that even the in-between can be sacred ground. And thank You for the resurrection is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. This message has touched you in any way, or helps you in any way, share it with somebody. Did we all know that we know somebody who's in that waiting period? If this message met you in a quiet place, no, you're not alone. The silence won't last forever. Resurrection is on the horizon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Bible Study with Chris J. God bless you and enjoy your Saturday.